The end of October also means the end of the farmers market at Pioneer Park. However, Kim Angeli, director of special events for the Downtown Alliance, says this year a similar market will be here for the rest of the year.
We received a federal grant to launch a winter market, so that's been a great asset for us.
Angeli says beginning next month, a monthly market will be held in various locations around the city.
November's will be a Thanksgiving holiday theme, eating local for the holidays. And each one will, you know, be a little bit bigger than just a market. It'll have guest chefs, music, kids' activities.
And she says plans are already underway to make the monthly pop-up winter markets weekly in a year from now. Angeli says they will most likely be in a permanent location, possibly the Rio Grande Depot. These monthly and weekly markets are all gearing up for something much bigger.
A year-round public market that's open every day.
Nick Como, spokesman for the Downtown Alliance, says that's the ultimate goal. And although it's still a few years off, Salt Lake City is working toward opening a year-round, seven-day-a-week public market downtown.
We have to grow it small so that it works, so that it's profitable for the vendors and people know about it, and that's smart growth.
Como adds when the year-round market comes to downtown, it will not replace the annual farmers market at Pioneer Park. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.